says it was a house in which was kept wine belonging to a Yid and a Goy. The Goy went into the house and locked the door behind him. There was a hole in the door, and someone who looked through the hole saw the Goy standing between the barrels of wine. Rava said the barrels opposite the hole are mutter, even to drink, because the Goy would be afraid to touch them. But the ones beyond that that could not be seen through the hole are also even to benefit from. Mer continues, it was a house where a Yid lived on the upper floor, and the Goy lived on the lower floor. And the Yid had his wine stored on the lower floor, but he was able to see the wine from his upper level. There was a commotion outside, and the Yid and the Goy together, they went out to see what was going on. The Goy returned to the house first and locked the door behind him. Rava said, the wine's mutter. The Goy thinks that the Yid probably already entered the house first, and therefore he can see the wine, and therefore he's afraid to touch it because he knows he'll be seen. Mark continues, there was an inn in which a Yid kept his wine. They found a Goy sitting among the barrels. Rava said, if the situation is such that the Goy would be arrested as a robber if he was found touching the wine, then the wine is mutter. If not, the wine's usser. Next, there was a house in which a Yid stored his wine. A Goy was found to be standing among the barrels. Rava said if the Goy would have an excuse as to why he was in the house and would be able to avoid himself being labeled as a robber, then the wine is also. If not, the wine is mutter. In fact, Bryce says, if a Yid had wine stored in an inn and a Yid left, and when he returned, he found the door of the inn locked and with a Goy inside, or if when the Yid was leaving, he asked the Goy to stand guard over the wine is also. Now, presumably, this case is even where the Goy would have had no excuse as to why he locked the door and would therefore be labeled as a robber. And still we see the wine's usser. Mar says, no, the case is where he had an excuse as to why he locked the door. The Mar continues, there was a Yid and a Goy sitting and drinking wine. The Yid heard sounds of davening going on at a nearby shul and went to daven. Rava said the wine remains mutter because the Goy doesn't know how long it's going to take the Yid to come back, and therefore he's afraid to be caught making the wine into Yayin Nesek. The Mar continues, there was a Yid and a Goy sitting on a boat drinking wine. The Yid heard the horns announcing the start of Shabbos, and therefore he left. Rava said the wine remains mutter because the Goy doesn't know how long the Yid will be gone, and therefore he's afraid to be caught making the wine Yayin Nesach. Are you going to say the Goy is not afraid of being caught because he knows that the Yid will not be Mechal Shabbos to come onto the boat to get for his wine? But we find that Isur the Ger has said that Goyim don't believe that Yidin actually keep Shabbos. They say that if the Yidin truly kept Shabbos, there would be many wallets found in the streets at the onset of Shabbos or people who have it their wallets with them when Shabbos starts. In truth, the reason why they don't find wallets is because of the Pesach of Rabbi Yitzchak that allows the wallet to be carried less than 4 amos at a time in the Rishus HaRabim. The Mark continues, another mice, there was a lion roaring near a wine press, and a Goy went and hid between the barrels of wine. Rava said the wine is mutter because the Goy feels just like he's hiding there, that maybe he's a Yid hiding over there among the barrels as well who can see him. The Mark continues, there were thieves in Pumbedisa who opened many barrels of wine. Rava said the wine is mutter because most thieves in Pumbedisa are Yidden. When this same thing happened in Nardoi, Shmuel said the wine was mutter. Presumably, he held this way because he follows the view of Rabbi Eliezer, who says that when the question is whether one even entered an area, then he's tar. But when the question is whether he touched something, if that's a suffix, then he's tummy. And here is a question of whether the guy even entered the area. We see this in a Mishnah that says that when there are many adjacent open fields and one of them has a mace buried in it, and someone enters the field during the winter when people are not allowed to enter other people's fields, therefore it has a status of Rosh HaYochid, but he's not sure whether he entered the actual field with the tumah in it. Rabbi Eliezer says he's tar because when it's a suffix, whether he entered a place of tumah, he's tar. And it's only when it's a suffix, whether he touched the tumah, that he's tummy. The Rabbanan say he's tummy. Mura says it may be that regarding a case of question whether a person entered an area, it could be Shmuel would say that he's tummy. This case is different because many robbers open barrels in search of money, not to touch wine. Therefore, it's a svek sveka. Maybe it was a Yid, and even if it was a guy, maybe he was looking for money and didn't touch the wine. Mark continues, it once happened that a non-Jewish baby girl was found among the barrels of wine with foam of wine in her hand. Rava said the wine is mutter. Could we assume that the foam was from an overflow of the barrel, not from within the barrel? Even if there's currently no overflow, we can assume that there was some overflow at that time. Mark continues, there was a general in his army that, along with his army, they entered Nadah and opened many barrels of wine. Rav Dimi said that a similar story happened, and Rabbi Lazar said the wine was mutter. Rav Dimi said, I don't know if it's because he held like Rabbi Eliezer, and this was a question of whether they entered and therefore it's mutter, or if it's because he held that most of the soldiers who were with the general were Yidden. In fact, Mara, but this case is not a question of whether they entered, it's a question of whether they touched. L'chari even quoted Rabbi Eliezer, it should be Asur. Mara says, since they opened many more barrels than they could possibly drink, it must be that they opened it in search of money. Therefore, it's treated like a case of a question of whether they entered, even though technically it's not. The word continues. There was a Jewish woman wine merchant who gave the keys to her store to a goyer. Bishlak the name Rabbi Lazar said this case was once discussed in Beis Medrash, and they said that the merchant only gave the goy the keys to safeguard for her, not permission to go into the store. Therefore, the goy is afraid to be caught in the store, and the wine is mutter. Abaye said we can see this from the Mishnah as well. The Mishnah said if a person gives his keys to an Am Haaretz, his Torah items remain Torah because he only gave the keys to watch, not permission to enter the house. Now, if Torah items remain Torah, surely the wine in this case will not become Yayin Nesach. Fact and more, the halachas regarding Tahara is more stringent than Yayin Nesach, so you're making it sound like. And for more, yeah. As we have learned that when there's a boundary marker between the field of an Amoris and a Chover, Rav says his Taharas are considered to be Tomei, because we assume that the Amoris crossed the border to touch the Taharas. If there's a same setup between a Yid and a Goy, we say that the wine of the Yid is Mutter, and we say because the Goy would not cross the boundary. Rav Yechanan says, even in the first case, his Taharas remain Tahar. Shaykhimar Bryce says if the Chavar's field is on the inside and the Amoritz field is on the outside, even if the Amoritz can reach into the Chavar's property, the items remain tar. This refutes Rav. And Rav will say that in this setup, where one field within the other, the Amoritz would be charged as a robber if he was caught. That's why we say that he will not do so. Shaykhimar Bryce says, Shimon Bil says, if the roof of a Chavar is higher than the roof of the neighboring Amoritz, the Chavar may leave his items on the roof as long as the Amoritz can't reach them. This refutes Rabbi Yechanan. And Rabbi Yechanan would say that this setup is different because the Amoritz can claim he was measuring and mistakenly stuck his hand onto the roof of the Chavar. That's why he's not afraid to do so. Rav Bryce says if the roof of the chaver is even with the roof of the neighboring Amoritz, the chaver may leave his items on the roof, even if the Amoritz can reach him. This refutes Rav. Amor says, Rav will say, I follow Shimon Gamliel of the last Bryce, and can therefore argue with this Bryce. Zuck, the next Mishnah. If an army comes into a town during a time of peace, we say all the open barrels of wine are Tomei, Yayinesech. All the sealed barrels of wine remain tar. When they come in times of war, all barrels remain tar because they don't have time to pour wine to their Avodah Zarah. Rav Bryce Mishnah says, if a city is attacked by an army, the wives of all Kahanim become also to their husbands because we're concerned that they were violated by the army. We see that the fact that they were fighting still leaves time for them to be mezana. And for the Gemara of Mari said, the Yetzer Hara is much greater, and therefore they will make sure to find time for that even during war.